This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I ended the first hour talking about the Democrats being scared, and it's so funny to watch these clowns. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. So, Bernie Sanders has essentially asked his delegates to stop criticizing Biden. Leave Biden alone. Don't hurt him. And it cracks me up because you've got these two old farts that, quite frankly, I don't know how they rose to the level of power in the Democratic Party that claims it is youthful and progressive and all this stuff. And they've got these two guys that are stuck in the 1800s. I feel like they get around on wagons and horses and buggies every time I watch either one of them. The millionaires and the billionaires. The billionaires. Because Bernie's no longer, he quit talking about millionaires long ago. Now he's out spending his newfound booty. I don't know how much money was left over in his last SEC filing, but I would be curious. I would watch to see what happens with that money, because Bernie is going to be on a tear. He might be making it rain in some gentlemen's clubs around the country or in Vegas. I'm just saying, Bernie has made out like a bandit. Bernie Madoff ain't got nothing on Bernie Sanders. Anyway, he's put out a memo. He's saying, stop bothering Joe Biden. As if Biden isn't bad enough at hurting himself. Look, no matter what the Bernie bros or the Bernie or bus crowd or whoever that doesn't like Biden, no matter what they say, there is no comparison to the damage that Biden does when he opens his mouth. The campaign says Joe Biden's best asset is Joe Biden's worst asset. When Joe Biden's out on the campaign trail, it's his best and his worst asset. I know that's supposed to be the yin and yang of our nature. Like, oh, Kevin's charm is his best asset, but it's also the thing that can bring up whatever. I mean, I get it. But in the case of Biden, it's worse than that. I'm not going to yin and yang you. I'm not going to try to philosophize on you. Joe Biden's problem is Joe Biden. Why bother attacking him? He attacks himself. And it's funny, I thought Democrats supported Biden unilaterally. Because isn't that what we're told with the polls? I saw a poll the other day that said Biden had 92% Democrat approval. In other words, 92% of Democrats said, oh, he's our guy, we love the man. And he was tied, get this, he was tied with President Donald Trump. Because Trump, I've heard, is as high as 95, but they were both supposedly at 92. So for the sake of this conversation, they wanted me to believe that Trump had dropped in people's support of him. And Biden had risen from the grave to 92% approval. Then why are they asking for Sanders delegates not to attack? Here's the story. Senator Bernie Sanders, whose delegates staged a raucous rebellion against Hillary Clinton at the 2016 Democratic Convention, is trying to engineer a different outcome this year by turning down the volume on his social media-driven army of 2020 delegates. The campaign of the senator from Vermont has told some supporters picked to represent him this year to sign agreements barring attacks on other candidates or party leaders, combative confrontations on social media, or talking to reporters without approval. I want to stop there and just tell you, they want them to go under pen and paper to sign an agreement that says, I'm not going to do this against another candidate. I want you to just understand what type of America they have where they're saying we want you to contractually agree not to do something you might want to do. You're not going to exercise your free will. And they wonder why Bloomberg signed women under NDAs and paid them off. This is the democratic system? Don't let people know your disgust or disdain for Joe Biden. Or else. He says the move, which carried a threat of being removed as a delegate, has the effect of blunting one of the most powerful, if divisive, tools of Sanders' movement. Its unrestrained online presence and tendency to stoke controversy through other media, which has at times spiraled into abuse of his opponents, perceived and real. So in other words, Bernie Sanders' people are vile, disgusting human beings, and they will use social media to torment those that they don't like. And in this particular case, those that they don't like is Joe Biden. Yeah. Goes on. Refrain from making negative statements about other candidates, party leaders, campaigns, campaign staffers, supporters, news organizations, or journalists. The campaign is about issues and finding solutions to America's problems, said the social media policy that was sent to some delegates. You think this is going to go over well? You think the delegates are going to be like, oh, well, you know, I mean, we have been a little harsh. Or, look, I don't know what they're doing. I don't. I don't know and I don't care. If Trump had delegates out there who were vocal and against him, you want to know what I think? Let them speak. Let them speak. They have a right. I don't like his policy on Iran. I don't like his policy on government spending. I don't know what it would be, but let them speak. What these guys are saying is, you're going to be on the party ticket 100%. Don't talk about media, which is in. I mean, think about that. Don't talk about the media. Don't talk news organizations or journalists, even if they're completely wrong. Don't talk about them. Why would you exclude the media? Do you think Donald Trump would ever issue a memo to his delegates saying, hey, listen, let's not talk about other campaigns and talk about the news organization or the journalists? He'd be like, talk about. Donald Trump's like, tell them who they are. They're fake news. You have more of us calling the media fake news at different Trump rallies than you have Trump ever. Says, our job is to differentiate the senator from his opponents on the issues. And it's funny, because they act as if there's more than one opponent. I found that part of the read very interesting, because it isn't just one thing. It's not like they're going after Donald Trump. They're saying his opponents. Do your best to avoid online arguments and confrontations, blah, blah, blah. Why you got to protect Biden? That's my question. And that's what the answer is very clear. I think you know what I'm talking about. Hey, we got a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We learned this morning that Ukraine is going to revisit some of the claims against the Bidens, even if they didn't break the law and there's no evidence that they did. I do remember that it was politically awkward back in 2015 when his son was involved in the country. Yes. As he was dealing with anti-corruption efforts. Did he mishandle the situation at the very least?
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Not in my opinion. Joe Biden was doing what he was asked to do by the President of the United States, consistent with serving our policy interests. Our policy interests that were shared with the European Union and the IMF was to root out corruption. And this prosecutor that he was pushing on all of our behalf to have removed was a corrupt prosecutor who was supposed to go after corruption. So the difference here is very simple. President Trump, on the one hand, is asking Ukraine for a favor that benefits him personally and politically. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden, on behalf of President Obama, the United States, and the Western world, was asking and pushing for the removal of somebody who, on behalf of our policy, on behalf of our national interest.
Joe Biden, good. Orange man, bad. Yeah. Joe Biden was acting on the interest of the Western world. And Donald Trump, well, he wanted to get rid of his toughest opponent. The man that Bernie Sanders is begging delegates not to talk smack about right now. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Susan Rice, She's going to be in a bit of trouble. We've already talked about her earlier today. Joe Biden did what he was asked to do, root out corruption. And that prosecutor was corrupt. That prosecutor has now got a case against Biden in Ukraine. Yeah. But notice how Susan Rice never answered the question she was asked. Do you even remember the question she was asked? You guys remember? Yeah. So Susan Rice was asked, don't you think that the optics of what Biden was doing in Ukraine bared some scrutiny? In other words, his son being involved with this Burisma thing? And she says, no, no. And immediately, Joe Biden did what he was asked to do. Oh, really? That wasn't my question. My question was, during the time when Biden's crackhead son was put on the board of Burisma, people, even our side, we went, these optics don't look good. And so, what the president says to him, hey, Joe, why don't you get involved with Burisma? Joe should have recused himself and said, you know what, Barack, I'd like to get involved, but my son's got this crooked deal over there, and I don't want people thinking I'm putting undue influence. Maybe you could ask somebody else to get involved. He didn't do that. She wants you to believe it was all above board, just like in her memos where she three times said it was all done by the book. Would you believe by the book is putting a guy in charge of a country, giving him the ability to say we'll withhold $1 billion, but you're going to fire the prosecutor who dare look into my son, a crackhead put on the board of a criminal enterprise, a company that has been on everybody's criminal watch list for decades. Don't you think that would be appropriate that somebody would be investigating Burisma and that relationship? These people think we believe whatever they tell us. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. Ask and ye shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. I ask about Republican fundraising. I was talking about the numbers, and here's what I got. This was April's numbers. RNC raised more than $27 million last month, and a sign that the party's finances have gone largely untouched by the Chinese Wuhan and the resulting economic meltdown. They brought in $27.1 million in April, including transfers from committees, and will report more than $77 million in cash on hand to the FEC when monthly financial reports are due. The $27 million haul ties the RNC's best month so far this year. In January, the party brought in nearly $27.2 million. But the April total still surpasses the committee's fundraising in both February and March, where it raked in $26.2 and $24 million, respectively. And they said it's a supportive and energized base. So you, I don't know if you're donating or not, I get asked all the time, but you are absolutely sending the money in consistently. You conservatives, to the tune of $27 million a month. That's just the RNC, by the way. That's not the campaign. The campaign raises far more money than the RNC. And I don't know what the DNC numbers are going to be, and I don't know what Biden's campaign numbers are going to be specifically, but I'll make you a bet that Donald Trump outraises them, that the RNC and the Trump campaign outraise the DNC and the Biden campaign. I'll also make you a bet, because the RNC has $77 million cash on hand. The Trump campaign has more, and the DNC and the Biden campaigns, I can tell you, effectively are broke. They're broke. How many Biden commercials are you seeing? I live in a state that they think is up for grabs. And I've seen one Biden commercial. When I was in Missouri, I saw 10, at least 5. I'm being generous here because I think it's more. But I'll say 5 commercials to 1, Trump to Biden. 5 to 1. I don't know. I mean, I'm not... I don't try to be a barometer to all things when I tell you guys these statistics and things, but I want you to understand, I don't believe the hype. I believe firmly, as you know, Donald Trump will defeat Joe Biden easily. And I gave you some very promising news the other day where I talked about battleground state polling. It's funny, they had Donald Trump got good news for battleground state. This is a CNN poll, and CNN soft-shoot it. Oh, but Joe Biden, he's winning in California and Massachusetts and Oregon. Oh, wonderful. But in every battleground state, Trump is up like 7 to 12 points. Okay. You want to, if it makes you feel good to look at the numbers and think Biden's got this, you know, he's got the crystal ball for the numbers, great. I've seen it before. It happened in 2016. And worse, and we talked about this too, Biden's overall numbers have been falling. These are the national numbers. But these colloquial regions, the small little regions that really dictate how the vote's going to go, and when I tell you folks it's as granular as counties, I mean it. The Trump campaign is all over this, like white on rice, as we used to say. It's amazing to watch the level of efficiency. That's why I crack up at Barack Obama, you know, alluding that he could beat Trump. I wish that race could occur. I really do. And I said the other day, it actually did occur in 2016. Barack Obama says, I can beat Trump. You had your chance when you had the entirety of the DOJ going against Trump and you were trying to pull Hillary over the finish line. What happened then? Well, we all know what happened. They lost.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House and CDC releasing guidelines on recommendations for when churches will be able to reopen. President Trump saying,
to me, they use the word essential. I think churches are essential. It's so important. People want to be in their churches. It's wonderful to sit home and watch something on a laptop, but it can never be the same as being in a church and being with your friends. And they want to have it opened, and I think that's going to be happening very shortly.
FBI agents are looking for a second suspect in Thursday's terrorist attack on a military base in Corpus Christi, Texas. The terrorist, originally born in Syria, on his social media accounts expressed support for ISIS. St. Mary's University terrorism expert Jeffrey Aldicott says terror groups like ISIS have ramped up their recruitment after the leader of ISIS was killed in an airstrike last October. You're listening to USA Radio News. A charity raffle to help small businesses hurt by the pandemic has sparked a little bit of a controversy. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The North Baldwin, Alabama Chamber of Commerce trying to raise money to help small businesses by doing a 10-day raffle, giving away outdoor gear and hunting rifles and shotguns as prizes, with all the profits going to the Small Business Relief Fund it set up. Some people, though, are not comfortable with the prizes and are worried that the firearms could end up in the wrong hands. Membership Development Manager Cameron Lewis says each winner has to be 19 years old, has to be from Alabama, and does have to pass a federal background check.
Senator Tim Scott took offense to comments made by presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden about black people. The South Carolina Republican saying it was disrespectful for Biden to say during an interview Friday that black people who have a problem deciding whether to vote for him or President Trump ain't black. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, the more we learn about these scurrilous Democrats, the worse it gets for them. And we're at the beginning of this, I'm telling you right now. And I'm excited about it because we've needed this cleansing. I know you have. You've seen the world after a fresh rain. And the sky is clear. And it smells so, I don't know, clear, clean, right? It smells clean. That ozone kind of flavor, et cetera. It's just a beautiful thing. I remember coming back from Fort Worth, driving into Dallas, and normally there's an inversion layer. It's kind of brownish. It isn't like L.A., but it's brown. And it had rained the day before, and I was coming over. Going on I-30, entering Dallas, and I hit this view of Dallas, and it was nothing but this just crystal clear sky, blue sky, no inversion layer. Every building looked like they had been white, just washed, you know, like a window washer's washed them. It was stunning. And that smell of cleanliness, and I thought to myself, wow, this is how nature bathes itself, right? Politics has the same thing. It's just politics hasn't taken a bath for a century, certainly decades. And so the Trump coming along effectively is politics getting a bath. And I'm talking about one of those prison scrubbings, you know, where the dude goes in and they just take the water cannon and say, you know, they throw this lye on you, this powder on you, and they just hose you down. That's the way I feel like politics is what's happening in politics right now. Mike Flynn's attorney tweeted this, breaking: Obama asked British to collect foreign U.S. domestic signals on Trump Organization and campaign as early as August 28, 2016. Did it with renewals and through transition per request of Susan Rice. So what they're saying is that, and when we talked a little bit about it, Barack Obama went to the Brits to keep his fingerprints off of the thread. He got Susan Rice to work with the Brits at GCHQ in order to get dirt on Trump. It's confirmed. Not even a question about it. Wasn't he, and it's no longer breaking. I don't know how old that tweet was, but it's not breaking. That is a fact. Now they're just trying to connect the dots of, did he start it in July of 2016 or August of 2016? That's all they're doing. Here's another one. Breaking. Podesta confirms Obama hired Perkins Coie, Mark Elias, who hired Fusion GPS to dig up dirt on Romney in 2012. Yet Podesta insists no one on the Hillary campaign, not even him, knew Perkins Elias had hired Fusion to do the same oppo research on Trump in 2016. So they're going, who hired him? Well, they just told you. They're giving you the connective dots here. It's Barack Obama is the kingpin doing all these things. Now, we got all this information coming about Obama and all of his team. Susan Rice has suddenly been thrown directly into the path of the hurricane. And I've already said Comey should be getting fitted for his, his scapegoat suit, because he's definitely in the fire line of fire. But Susan Rice is in the line of fire, and she's now saying the White House instructed me and it by the book and all these other things. But it's all kind of pointing to her boss, and we know this. Now, that being said, do you want to see Barack Obama prosecuted? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. I asked, do you want to see Barack Obama prosecuted? Because I definitely wanted to see Barack Obama prosecuted. I said the Democrat Party needs, and America needs to know that even if you are an ex-president, if you do the crap that Barack Obama did, you need to go to prison. But there's a case being made as to why you shouldn't arrest Barack Obama. And I was like, when I saw this story, I was like, no way. You got to prosecute this guy. We must show that the rule of law applies to everybody. And you can't be afraid. I'm happy that Donald Trump is finally saying it's Barack Obama who did it. Barack Obama knew. He's calling him out by name. Just like he was calling out Comey, crooked this. And when he gives Obama a nickname, that'll be the end. He hasn't given him a nickname yet. Think about that. The president has refrained from giving Obama a nickname, but I predict it's coming. But again, do you want him prosecuted? Let's say that we do definitively know that this started with Barack Obama. Keep me posted. The White House counsel going, write this memo, Susan Rice, to play cover our butts for what we're about to do. All these other things. There's plenty of evidence. And it's not even circumstantial. These people are either somebody's lying. Either Peter Strzok, Lisa Page are lying, or McCabe, or Comey, or whomever, or Susan Rice, or Barack Obama is lying. Anyway, do you want him to serve? Do you want him to be prosecuted or whatever? I think most people want to see Obama pay for what he did to President Trump. Obama is a menace. He's worse than Schiff in this way. Schiff, I've described Adam Schiff's the guy. He's if you just see him in public, he's cordial, professional, etc. But if you cross him even a little bit, he's the guy that says, I'm going to ruin your life. He's the guy that will get every department and everything at his disposal that he could do to hurt you, he will do. That's the guy he is. And the only way you could get a guy back like him is if you knew some biker dudes, that people that go, look, I've done time. Doing time is easy for me. And they go and they have to threaten a guy like him. That's the only way you back him off. You won't do it normally. And I'm telling you, you could be his neighbor and he doesn't like the way your tree creeps over into his yard and you don't cut it fast enough. It could be something that easy to set him off. All you got to do is watch what he's doing with President Obama and you get what I'm talking about. I mean, President Trump, and you get what I'm talking about. See, I thought I was going to skip over that I was going to miss that. If I'd been Joe Biden, I would have just kept talking about Obama. But I meant Trump, and I said Trump. I don't have any dementia. Not yet. Anyway, do you want to see Obama prosecuted? I think most people do. And I do believe that Barack Obama needs to be taken down a peg. And prosecuting him is the best way, in my opinion, to take him down to the level that he should be at. He needs to, history needs to know that America's first black president, not that I care about that, was a crook of the highest order, a scoundrel of the highest order who did not care about this country. And we all know that. But a friend of mine sent me this story, and he says, it definitely gave me reason for pause. So let me just start it. It says, a friend who thinks politically as we do here phoned this morning just after hearing Barr's comments doubting that Obama or Biden would be criminally prosecuted. We both would love to see it. But consider how destructive the Dems' legal efforts to get Trump to testify so they could prosecute him had been for the past 3 years. And then imagine what could happen if the precedent were set to prosecute future presidents of either party. Such a spectacle would draw worldwide attention and obliterate everything else our country needed to do, needed to be doing. That would have been more impact on the country and even the world's future. Now, I'm going to stop there and say, I don't agree with that part of it. The world is watching what's going on with Donald Trump, and they're already laughing. They're wondering, why in the world would you guys be trying to get rid of a dude who loves your country and who has got pretty much everything in check? And I can verify much of this, at least on a couple of one other continent, and multiple countries where I've had people say to me, you guys have it great under Trump. So this idea that it's going to bring world scrutiny, etc., I don't care. I don't care that of the optics of us going after a former president. If the former president is a crook and he did the things that Barack Obama did, I believe we should go after him. But that's the knee-jerk response. There's another side of this when you get beyond what's right and you start thinking about the strategy. And by the way, this is what strategists do. They go, okay, what's the obvious? The obvious is this. Well, what are the angles? And in politics, you must look at the strategy because the strategy is going to be important. The strategy is not for the short term, it's for the long term. So I ask you again, do you believe that Barack Obama should be prosecuted? And I'm going to bet your knee-jerk response is, heck yes, he should be prosecuted. But when we come back, I'm going to make the case that maybe this guy is right, even though he's not right about the first part, about the optics. He may be right about it in the strategic
part. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
A.G. Barr said that he doubts that Obama or Biden would be prosecuted. And when I read that, I was like, you got to be kidding me. But this buddy sends me an article explaining why Barr said it, number one, and why he sort of agrees. And part of it is that if you prosecute Obama, you get mired in all kinds of you know, political shenanigans that you don't need. I mean, can you imagine just the minute you file charges against Obama, black people get mad, and then leftists get mad, and then they start going back and forth like, it's a witch hunt, and it's all because he's black. And no, it isn't. It'd be because he's a crook and a criminal. But this guy goes on to write, if there were a trial, it would go on for years, and it wouldn't even include all the appeals, no matter how it concluded, whether it were an acquittal, a partial conviction, a hung jury, a jury nullification, it would still be argued for decades. Either way, Obama would be a hero to millions throughout the world, and he could go on another anti-American world tour as a victim of an unfair justice system. The ones who actually did the crimes in his direction would be brushed aside in a frenzy and even forgotten. I gotta give it to him there. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Some very salient points. Win or lose, there is a contingency of people who would say, or a contingent of people who would say, he's been wrongly prosecuted, right? That's just the way it is, the way of the world. It's like, once you get accused of something, there's no way that you get out unscathed. If you get accused of I don't even want to go to some of these places because I want to put things in your mind, but whatever it is, if you were accused of embezzlement and you never embezzled and it was proven that you didn't embezzle, there are still going to be people that go, yeah, but he was accused of embezzlement, so he might be an embezzler. And they're going to remember that no matter what. You're tainted. It's just the way of the world. Anyway, this person is right. Barack Obama, there are certain people that want to believe everything good about him, and they're going to believe it here and worldwide. He would be made a martyr, even though he would be 100% guilty and proven to be so. He'd be made a martyr. But the bigger issue, what they said in the last part, was we would forget about all these others. We would. We wouldn't get these low-level minions. That's where the real justice needs to occur, is making sure that these low-level minions go, man, I'm never going to protect somebody again because here's Obama getting off scot-free, and I got to now pay the piper. So he goes on. He says, but it appears A.G. Barr and Michael Horowitz are leaving nothing undiscovered and fully intend to proceed with criminal prosecutions. If those who did the crimes under Obama's orders and direction, have to hire hugely expensive attorneys, perhaps even sell their homes as General Flynn had to do, they will be angry, very angry at Obama getting a pass. They will tell all on each other and on him. So now let's consider the optics. You've got people. Oh, but and for the record, there are people already retaining lawyers in D.C. over this stuff. Yeah, I can't prove this to you, but I'm going to tell you something. Try to get a lawyer in D.C. and there's a shortage because all these people are lawyering up. They haven't checked their options, but anyway, he's exactly right. These guys are. I had to fight a case in Philadelphia, $825 an hour for the attorney. $275 an hour for his assistant. These are people that make photocopies. So what do you think these people are going to get charged when they run to lawyers? They're going to get charged almost $1,000 an hour, folks, and putting up their homes and things like this and doing what Flynn does, and they will be mad. And they're, as I said, they're the ones that are going to go, why did we go through? We were told to do this stuff. And when they start to tell on Barack Obama, his reputation won't be Donald Trump said it or whatever. It'll be people that work directly for him saying, look, this dude told us to do this. He goes on, this guy says, Obama will be hapless to stop it. He will not be able to deny anything in the courtroom. More truth will come out than if he himself were on trial. He will have to watch his own destruction. What do you think? What do you think about that theory? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Show. Even if you don't get in right now, I'd be curious what you think about it. 844-551-8255 or hit us up on Twitter at Kevin Jackson TBS or wherever. But I'd be curious because I'm telling you, there's a part of me that says, put this clown on trial. Don't worry about the ramifications or the optics. And let me give you part of the reason. Part of the reason is black America, black leftist America, was so hell-bent on electing Barack Obama at all costs that he needed to be on trial. They need to be on trial for their logic and reasoning behind this. That's my one of my things is make them pay. Make these all these people that were so he's going to be transformative in this, that, and the other. And then there's number two, Barack Obama's statement that he had a scandal-free administration. Put him on trial. Let's see how scandal-free. I believe that as these things start to crack, this whole Russian collusion thing and all the other stuff, as it starts to crack, I think that Fast and Furious will crack. I think Benghazi will crack. I think veterans dying on waiting lists will crack. I think the IRS scandal will crack. I think the Iran getting money in the middle of the night will crack. I think all the shenanigans they did to get Obamacare through will crack. I think it all cracks. I think the dam breaks when this thing really settles in, when people finally at a point where they say, we have no reason to protect him. He's not protecting us. We have no recourse. It's not like we're winning and Joe Biden can give us pardons or it can get swept under the rug. That's what I think is going to happen. I don't know. You guys tell me. What do you guys? I want you guys to hear these youngsters, these producers, and hear what they have to say about stuff. Unfortunately, we're not set up for that. But I'm just curious. What do you guys think? Do you believe that as this stuff starts to leak out, you know, what Barack Obama did, who gave the code red, is it better for it to be making Obama a fool by putting him under testimony, or is it better to have people cratering his reputation as he sits back and has to take it? And what would his response be in the media, for example, if Comey were to come out and say, okay, you got me, Barack Obama gave the code red? Then they start fighting with each other. Susan Rice, they start fighting, and Obama, they start fighting with each other. Clapper, Brennan, and others. You see, I can see the rationale for saying, let them fight it out. Let Durham plant the little seed over here and then let these guys go at it in the arena of public opinion. I honestly believe, that's why I said this article sort of changed my thinking, because my knee-jerk response was, nope, I want everybody in the food chain prosecuted accordingly. And deals are being cut. Look, I've watched enough cop shows to know that the deals are being cut right now. And I wish I had more time to follow all of the various social media, but here's what I can tell you. Brennan's not said a lot. Comey's not said a lot. Clapper's been, for everything that's happening right now on their side of things, they are remarkably quiet on the Democrat side. Remarkably quiet. You're not hearing leaks. The only thing that's happening right now that you could say that they're trying to mount this so-called offense is they're trying to impeach Donald Trump again. How do you think that's going to go when people go, you want to try to impeach him again? Over what? I think the public is so done with the Democrats' tactics against Trump, everything at this stage begins to backfire. Everything. It's fun. For a guy who's making a movie where God is overseeing Trump, you got to know we're feasting about this right now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.